You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Uh-oh, O'Neill Cruz is heating up. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, September 7th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And O'Neill Cruz had a big game here on Tuesday. He went 3-for-5 with a double, and his 13th home run, one that I'm not sure has even landed yet. Over his last 12 games, he's hitting .283, four homers, absolutely crushing the ball. He's lifting the ball more too. Still striking out quite a bit, Scott, but this could be a sign of a big final month of the season for O'Neill Cruz. What do you think of what we've seen recently?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm pretty bullish on O'Neill Cruz in the long run. I mean, every time he makes contact, good square contact, it is the highlight of the day, frankly. I mean, that was all. I think the line drive was continuing to rise as it cleared the bleachers in right field for O'Neill Cruz. And the sound it made, if you can find the video clip of that home run, is a beautiful sound. Mm-hmm. That crack echoing throughout the stadium. But O'Neill Cruz now, his average exit velocity, it's really the only hitter who compares really is Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge has been putting up these kinds of exit velocities all along. First 3 years of his career, he struck out at higher than a 30% rate. And, managed to succeed in spite of that. Very first year, he hit, 52 home runs? So Cruz has that going for him. Like, I don't think he has to improve his strikeout rate that much. He needs to make better swing decisions, but I don't even know that he needs to improve his swing decisions that much, because so many of these home runs, including this one we're talking about, come on pitches that it doesn't look like he should have success against. So there's like the talent is just so in your face with O'Neill Cruz. Some slight adjustments, which will come with experience, I think could set him off. Maybe it happens in September. If not September, then very likely next year.
Yeah, if he can get that strikeout rate to around 30%, then I think the batting average could be, okay-ish, .250. But we're talking big power potential, 40-plus homers, double-digit steals. Just a very unique player in O'Neill Cruz. From one great player right now to one not so great, Cole Irvin got crushed on Tuesday. He was up against the Braves. He gave up 9 runs over 4 2/3 innings pitched. And over his last 5 starts, he has a 7.45 ERA. And his next 2 starts are against the White Sox and the Astros. The White Sox are actually pretty good against lefties. Cole Irvin's still 81% rostered, Scott. Does that need to be the case?
Yeah, I think the shine is gone from Cole Irvin. So his past 5 starts have elevated his ERA from .292 to .378. That's for a guy with a terrible supporting cast and not much strikeout ability. And remember, he was looking pretty magical at home to start out. I don't think he had allowed a home run there. Checking the game log real quick. He didn't allow a home run there till his final start in July. But that's all changed for him too. His last 2 starts at home, obviously, there was this 9-run disaster against the Braves there. And a couple turns ago, he gave up 5 earned runs, including 2 home runs. And yeah, not seeing a lot there to get excited about with Cole Irvin.
All right, let's move over to some waiver wire outfielders. I've got a group of 4 here, Scotty. Tommy Pham went 1-for-4 with his 16th home run. He's been very good since coming over to the Boston Red Sox. Joey Meneses looks awesome. Joey 2 hits. He is this year's version of Frank Schwindel. He went 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. Jake McCarthy is running wild right now. He went 1-for-4 with his 15th steal. 13 of those steals have come in the second half. And then Randall Grichuk went 2-for-5 with a double dong. He is batting .318 in the second half with 6 home runs during that time. Scott, how do you rank those 4? Pham, Meneses, McCarthy, and Randall Grichuk.
Joey Meneses cleaning up our messes. He has got to be number 1 for me. He's not slowing down. His numbers now for the year, for the time he's been up, very impressive. A .344 batting average, 957 OPS, seven home runs now. This two double game came just a day after another three hit game. Meneses looks great. Not sure if it'll last, but it's lasted long enough for me to put him in my lineup. Close call between Tommy Pham and McCarthy there for the second choice, Jake McCarthy, that is. If you need speed, obviously McCarthy's better. Pham will probably provide more power. And then Randall Grichuk would be number four on the list for me.
All right. Just a quick note on a closer to add, or I guess a reliever to add. Not many actual closers left in the game. The Rangers went with Jose Leclerc on Tuesday. He picked up his third save, and Jonathan Hernandez has gotten beat up a bit recently here. So if you do need saves in a deeper league, Jose Leclerc, widely available, only 3% rostered over on CBS. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.